This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our series on the stories of the American workforce in the second half of the program today. But we begin with a phrase not often heard in this economy the past couple of decades, brought to us jointly by COVID-19 and the best-known device company in the world. Apple has let it be known it's not going to make its earnings numbers this quarter because its mostly China-based supply chain has been slower to bounce back than the company had been guessing. Nintendo is worried as well. Nissan and Hyundai have closed down entire car plants because they can't get the parts they need from China. And the longer this goes, the more these shortages become a big deal, which gets us, and Marketplace's Scott Tong, to the phrase that is on a whole lot of people's lips, supply shock.
Every day, 4 million smartphones get sold somewhere in the world. 500,000 TVs change hands. So what happens if the supply cuts off for a long enough time? Economist Carmen Reinhart teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
The way supply shocks work is they have a negative effect on quantity and a positive effect on price. The most notorious of the supply shocks, of course, was the oil shock of the 70s.
The oil embargo against the U.S. quadrupled gas prices and fueled hyperinflation. Now, hardly anyone expects that kind of impact, at least for now. But Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad thinks price tags could go up for certain products, namely electronics.
Cell phones and other wireless devices, as well as TVs, computers, those sorts of things are almost certainly going to be affected.
If the epidemic lasts into the spring, there could be a longer-term supply shock. Multinational firms could revamp their supply chains away from China, which could raise costs and prices for all kinds of things. Agathe Demaret, a forecaster at the Economist Intelligence Unit, is watching closely.
We don't see any signs at the moment that Western companies are going to go out of China. That being said, if the outbreak is not contained by end March, it will be much more difficult to address for global companies.
Demaret is monitoring ships leaving Chinese ports. Right now, she says, some are just 10% full. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.